proclamation number 4744 dated the September 20th, 1949. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Single quote. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Single quote. And will give true knowledge to those who have no earthly knowledge but are devoted to me in love and faith. And the world shall recognize that in this knowledge a power reveals itself which the world wants to deny. The worldly wise shall be taken aback, and I also call those people worldly wise, who have received their spiritual knowledge academically, who have acquired it intellectually, but have not asked me myself for it. Worldly wise I also call those representatives of my teaching who, although they support it, lack sufficient faith to confidently defend my every word and therefore do not allow the working of my spirit within them either. The knowledge they possess will not make them happy, but what I give to my children who desire to hear my word due to their living faith will also give them great joy, since they recognize it as a gift of grace offered to them by my fatherly love. Anyone who appears wise before the world and allows his intellect to speak, is and remains ignorant, and I shall disregard him. However, when a heart secretly admits my presence, then I will be active and become evident through enlightening this person's spirit, so that he becomes wise and prudent and capable of throwing light onto things worldly intellect and wisdom are unable to fathom. And I will always work unnoticed, although I will then make sure that even those, whose heart is still inclined towards the world, can also take notice of the truth. For I want to draw their attention to the fact that they should not seek wisdom from the worldly wise, but that wisdom chooses to present itself in a modest apparel in its quest to contact people. Wisdom does not abide where there is pomp and splendor, for it is divine, it originates from me and selects a worthy vessel, which is spiritually prepared and does not need worldly merits to be chosen by me as a bearer of truth. The wisdom of the wise will not find the key to truth, the intellect of the prudent will not seek it in the belief to possess it already. The key to wisdom, however, is and remains love, which can ignite to a blaze in the heart of a simple, uneducated person, and such a heart will attract eternal truth which will then make itself audibly known in his heart and guide him into truth. Then the person will recognize God, love him with all his heart and erect an altar to him. He will share his abundance of divine gifts with other people. He will convey profound wisdom and brightest knowledge to all those who are willing to accept it. And thus all who listen to him will be wise, for they are taught by God himself. They receive my sermon and will already be blessed on earth and afterwards in the spiritual realm. Amen.